online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We are Stacey this.
I know. It feels so weird to do this without Stacey.
Well, it makes me look weirder.
You're right, it does.
I've never actually...
I look fairly normal.
I've never actually done it. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
AfterBuzz TV. I'm Steve Kaufman. That's at Steve Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N.
Hey, guys. It's Lauren Ebersole. I'm at The Fancy Hippie.
And if you're listening to us after the fact... Please feel free to tweet at us at any time any questions you have about suits. We are mainly a focal point for the whole or a beacon for the discussion. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please rate us. If you're on the SoundCloud, also rate us and like us. And if you're watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, thank you so much. And yeah. Now that I talked the room down, this episode...
What an episode. How good was it?
It was
those
so good.
Last 5 minutes.
Oh, man, the last 5 minutes.
They were great. All right, well, I mean, we open up and we've got Rachel and Mike fooling around in bed, and she's feeling her power. I love that. She was just, like, in goddess mode.
Oh, yes. Pure right? goddess mode. He was letting it happen as any good boyfriend would.
Of course. But I love he goes, if this is your boy to dominate me, like Game of Thrones... Or no, watch Game of Thrones while sexually dominating me. Was that it?
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, I'm definitely into it.
But was it
kind of weird that she was like, oh no, I'm just so happy that Lewis isn't mad at us anymore. Really? That's what gets you off?
Is that in the bedroom? Is that something you talk about?
I just feel like that's not. But then, so Mike's all about it, and then Mike gets the phone call from what turns out to be Professor Gerard, and then he's like, okay, I gotta go.
Mm.
Like, right in that minute. I was like, really? You're not going to finish up here? You could probably meet him, like, I don't know how long it's going to take you, but you could probably meet him a little later, don't you think?
I would hope so.
Right?
But for the purposes of this.
Yeah.
Also, that song, 369, by a band called Cat Power. And we were just talking about how me and bands, you could make that. If you just told me, like, dude, there's this really cool band. They're called Dinosaur.
Steve and I are starting it. We're going to start a band
exist,
called Dinosaur.
I honestly think a band called Dinosaur exists,
mm-hmm.
but it's a cool song by a cool band.
Definitely.
I think we should stick with Mike for now through the Liberty Rail. He meets up with Professor Gerard. It's the only time we get with Professor Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about the case Gerard came to them with 2 weeks ago, the Liberty Rail case. And I have a whistleblower. People died and he can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I know you didn't go to law school.
Ooh, that was juicy. I'm surprised that they did that so soon. Were you?
A little bit. I thought that was going to be like an ace in the hole
right?
for them.
I thought it was going to be down the road, but they just went right for it.
Let's just throw down our Gerard card right now. And that was great.
Yeah, that look on Mike's face. But yeah, so they've got... And this type of case is so near and dear to Mike's heart because we all know that he lost his parents as a kid, so any sort of case where there are, you know, anybody's parents or lives could have been lost for no good, not that there's ever a good reason,
yeah,
but if it's somebody's...
For corporate greed and...
Exactly.
For corporate greed and then corporate, at the level of corporate law, nobody likes to take responsibility for things
that happen like
what happened with Liberty Rail.
That was my Stacey's here face.
That was definitely the Stacey's here face.
You see that?
She dropped it.
She looks good, too.
She's
wearing this skirt right now. You guys won't see it because she'll be sitting down, but it's awesome.
She'll probably
tweet
a picture.
Hey, people. How are we?
We're good.
You guys look so good on this panel.
Oh, thanks.
You hold it down. These are teammates that hold it down for you.
Oscar traffic.
When you're in that traffic. Okay, you guys, it's Oscar week.
So we are talking about Mike and Professor Gerard and how Gerard knows the secret.
Okay, I love it. I love it. That was a really annoying moment.
It was.
I was like, Gerard, it was a card you could have used. Like in a, you just gave us.
But
the
do you feel like? I mean, he said that the reason why he wants Mike to take this case has nothing to do with that. But I felt like it did a little. Like I felt there was a little threat in there. Did you?
Well, at the beginning, I did. I was like, this is going to keep coming back up. But then the whole episode, Professor never really, like, comes back in. So I was like, oh, maybe he really did believe them and want him to take the case. Just the way he strong-armed him into doing it, and you I know, feel, not my cup of tea.
But, like, that's his only card.
Exactly.
That's his only card with Mike Ross, probably the biggest lawyer he can play a card with. So he clearly feels for this case.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Just when you said it was his only card, honestly, there's nothing else he has on Mike. Mike is Harvey's right-hand man.
Yeah.
So he's not coming for you unless you're coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. When he did that and I realized the case wasn't actually as, it gets to the end, you're like, oh, okay, there's some kind of, you're not as mad. But like I said, when he told Harvey that he would never bring that up again or was no big deal or whatever, and he slapped it in his face, I was like, wow, Professor, you're no better than anyone else. Like, you know what I mean? None of them are, no one.
It was a little slimy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Oh my gosh. But I love how you guys tweeted me last night because I seem to watch it after you guys because I don't get to watch live or whatever the case is because I'm usually here. And I had a great time. This time I had no snacks.
How did you go through it with no snacks?
I know.
But so the last 5 minutes, were you like, where's my vanilla?
A can of popcorn. I was like, crunch, crunch, nothing. Just me and my notes? Okay. I had notes. Oh,
I was eating fried chicken and potatoes. And
ooh,
you guys probably don't really care.
No.
But it was delicious.
Fried chicken. Yes, girl, on a Thursday. Wednesday. Sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I think I was going to make a joke about how I had watched this episode over lunch today, and it was a great experience.
It was. Oh my gosh, when you're eating a meal, y'all need to try it.
Trader Joe's salad, and then Trader Joe's makes the pretzel stick. Have you had the pretzel stick?
I haven't had the pretzel stick.
It's a giant soft pretzel.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to cut back, you guys. Anyway, that's another story.
Not on pretzel sticks.
I know. That's another story. So we go from that moment, and then we have Mike storm into Harvey's office, and it's, okay, I have this case, and you can't tell me what to do. By the way, he knows. How come you didn't do that? It was just a lot at one time, and I was like, Harvey?
But you see Mike sort of use that as a card too, because Harvey wasn't gonna take it, and he was like, well, what about this? And it was kind of like, yell me for not telling me.
But it's like, you know what? This episode kind of showed me, I specifically wrote it down, Mike's secret is growing and literally pushing into everyone's situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
How is it affecting Jessica and Jeff, Lewis and this guy, Rachel? It just, I'm like, Mike, this was your secret to bear. And now it's become this huge thing, this ripple effect from person to person. And this was one of those episodes I really saw it in every single relationship. You know what I mean? So I don't know if you guys agree.
Well, there was an interesting part too where Mike was talking to Harvey and pleading with him about taking this case and saying, the reason why I got into this was to help people.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, the reason why you got into this was because you accidentally ended up at a law school.
I think he means the reason
he stayed.
Well, no, I think he means the reason he went to law school the first time. And the reason
he did go to law school.
Because with his abilities, he could be. With his abilities, he could be a doctor, he could be anything. He wanted to be a lawyer.
Very true.
Because of what happened to his parents.
I'll always give Mike credit for that, but I just remember this episode specifically being like, okay, this secret is overpowering other people's lives.
Yeah.
And it was a little frustrating for me, but, you know, that's besides the point. So we get to the fact that, you know, Harvey's going to allow him to take this case, which I wanted to talk to you guys about the whistleblower situation and what you thought about cases like that overall, or if that was something that they should be for or not really. Like, I just love how the whole episode, what are you taking a whistleblower? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, because in corporate law, that's...
You don't even try it?
If you don't want corporate clients, I guess you take
on whistleblowers.
Yeah, I
guess it's kind of conflict of interest.
Sure. Oh, my
if
gosh.
Because that's just the climate.
Main clients are
that's the climate at the That's the climate at the top that if right. you're... If if they keep taking on whistleblower cases, then corporations will stop signing with them and stop giving them
them
hours.
Yeah.
Because corporations just don't want whistleblower cases to happen.
I was like, wow, this is very serious. Like, I knew it was serious, but seeing the way that everyone reacted to it, I was like, wow, this is very interesting.
But things got really shady. with this guy where he's had four jobs in the past 6 years. Got fired from the last one. He says it's because he was a whistleblower. Mm-hmm. But then later on, we learn we get these other cases uncovered that he was trying to whistleblow for these four other companies.
Right.
So then you think, okay, well, can we trust this guy?
And that's the thing. With Mike, he does try to find out if his person is true or not, but Harvey never does. Harvey's very, you don't want me to know. Yeah, like, I don't care if you're innocent or guilty. I'm going to defend you and I'm going to win.
Yeah.
So with Mike, it's always the softer approach. Mm-hmm. You know how Mike is. So he's like, I love when he yelled at him. He was like, how am I going to, I'm going to convince a jury to believe you if I don't even know if I believe you? And I was like, see, but that's a moment where even if you believe him or not, tomorrow is still trial or whatever the case is. So you still have to do your job. But I did think it was a very interesting route because I did not trust the guy. Either I'm like, what is going on with this guy? And then how did you think they weren't going to find that out? You know, things like that.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was strange. She's like, who sealed them?
I'm like, that was your reaction. Then obviously you are doing something wrong. So maybe in this case it turned out differently. But I just assumed, okay, so your last four jobs, you've been trying to hit the lotto.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to go the other way.
Yes, me too. And I don't know. Either way, it was fine. I actually really enjoyed the way it went this time. But if it went the opposite way, Mike would have still figured it out. So I don't know.
I like the way he played this very stoically.
Absolutely.
As the last three, he doesn't admit it, because who would, but the last three times he was playing the whistleblower lottery. But this fourth time, something actually went wrong and people died.
Yes.
It was like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, after you cry a couple, you know, anyway, that's, But, okay, so I see that you guys have Donna up there. So,
of course
I want to like jump in on Donna.
We gotta jump into the Donna of it all.
Did you see how she played hero again? But I don't know if I'm down for it this time.
No, she should have learned her lesson.
She's made this exact mistake.
She really.
And Mike tried to point that out.
Yes, he did
tried to say, like, I so appreciate this, but what are you doing? Yeah. I don't want you to end up in the same situation again. Mm-hmm. But it was fun to see her get those documents.
And the thing is, even the way she did it, like, all of it made, I wouldn't say made sense. That's me jumping on the Don train. It was very, what's the word for, like, being slick Rick? Like, very planned out.
It was accelerated Donna.
Yes.
Because that's still Donna.
Exactly. It's very Donna, but when she had that cell phone and the yelling and the cussing at Charlie, I was like, it was just,
And I think minus stating an actual agency, I don't think she would have broken any laws. But if she stated an actual, and I Googled it because I'm thorough about this, that's an actual board. Because had she left safety off, which I wish she had. That's not actually a board. And then it was like, well, your receptionist is an idiot.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, she named.
But even if your receptionist was still an idiot, because there's no reason I should be able to just come in and storm a name and you should be like, oh, well, that scares me. You should be like, where's your badge? Like, what do you mean? You work there. You should have a business card, something.
But if you're impersonating a federal agent, that's a really big crime.
Yeah, that was pretty tough.
That's upsetting for Donna. It looks like we're going to get two episodes of.
In one.
The next 2 weeks is going to be Donna.
Donna.
That's my guess. I don't know.
I don't like it because I know when it gets like that, Jessica gets really tough and everyone gets really tough. Harvey gets really defensive. I remember this and I'm like, I did not like this before.
Well, because Harvey keeps preaching loyalty to Jessica and then it's just like. Well,
but then Donna is to blame. Donna, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Donna is going to be pretty much the fall for all this.
Yes. And that's the thing, like. When Mike got the forms from her and he said this completely makes his case, it was very sad and happy moment. I definitely remember that was another I needed kettle popcorn moment because I was like, dang it, she wins, but this is so not going to end the way. Because the whole, you know, we saw last week's predictions and it was like, it made it look like it was all going to start out with Donna and then it really doesn't until the last, and you're like, oh my God, you mean next week I have to deal with this too? That's what I didn't like. I'm like, I don't want this baggage carrying on.
I've been mentally preparing.
Yeah. Like I went in and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that I'm supposed to be really scared for Donna until the last 5 minutes. I was like, oh my God, I remember now. And so that was tough to deal with. And just the way the case went overall, the way the you know, Evan, the lawyer, the sexy lawyer, handled it.
Yeah.
When she slapped Harvey in the face with that cell phone video.
Yeah, he's like, I can do other things without my...
Exceptionally. Yeah. I said, Harvey.
And she's like, really?
I just noticed your cell phone case.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh my God. We will talk off camera. I'm sorry. Let me just show this so I'm screaming. You guys, look at her cell phone case.
It's a Barbie mirror.
Oh my God. Okay.
I have one just like that. It's in blue.
Please let me borrow it. Don't even laugh. I'll take any color. So, yeah, I just, you know, Donna doing her thing from that moment to when she went to Harvey's apartment with the plant and said this place needs spicing up. I was like, how many times has she said that in this season or series? So that was funny. Mm. So she's always, you know, playing her role. Did you agree with her when she chimed in on Harvey's decision to trust Mike and kind of handled it that way? I don't want you to make the same mistake twice.
I like that a lot. That it's a matter of if you trust Mike, you'll trust Mike.
Yeah.
To realize. But I love how the answer is to realize that this is how corporate law works.
Sure.
And corporations never take responsibility over things this terrible and awful, which I'm actually on Harvey's side that I don't think Mike could really.
Dude,
I don't think Mike can. I don't think, because for everyone to say like, oh, this isn't about your parents, is like, this is.
That's what I didn't like. Why is that still coming up?
Because he's a lawyer because of his parents.
Well, and then we also had last episode, we had Mike and Lewis talking about that situation. So I think it was also sort of fresh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that was a bit of carryover. But then, you know, Mike says later, he says, I know that you said that these people aren't my parents, but they're somebody's parents. So please let me do something.
Sure. And that part helped me. But originally I was like, Mike, if you're doing this, we already know when things are about you personally, they always blow up. Sometimes they work out, but they still blow up in between where places I'm like, we could delete all this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So when Harvey went that way, which every time he does it, I'm like, ooh, punch it. You know, because Mike reacts so... His face, you're just like, man, I feel like I knew his parents or something. It's a lot. So when he went that way, I was like, Harvey, you always got to punch him that way. You don't have to do that. It's not necessary. And then I saw his face. I'm like, Mike, wait, is it about your parents?
It totally is about his parents.
I thought, you know, at first I was like, Harvey, you're just punching the bag. And then Mike, you know, when he went through the episode and you kind of realized, I'm like, this is a soft spot again. Mm-hmm. So
I didn't get, though, with this piece of paper that Donna so illegally acquired, Mike was saying, I can't use this because of the way you got it.
Yes.
And she said, well, then figure out a way to use it. And then he brings it to Harvey, and they're like, great, so we can do it. And then they just used it in the same way. Anyway. They didn't find another way.
They did, because the guy didn't admit, but his story was very twisted. He said, we don't change things until every 6 years.
Yeah.
But they proved that you changed it within 6 weeks, and you admitted that, so now we have a reason to say, like, this is why we looked into it, kind of thing. That's what I took out of it.
And before that, Mike said, I can't use this in court. And Donna said, find a way to not use this
in court.
Since it wasn't in court.
Because
I am not a lawyer.
We are learning. I'm learning for my Aaron right now. Seriously.
I've watched this show a lot. So I think I am a lawyer, right? That's how this works, right?
Definitely.
I think
a lawyer
that's called law school.
The law school of what?
I did not go to law school, but I've seen Suits.
Exactly.
and
this is admissible. And they're like, get out of my courtroom. I saw that scene and I was like, how does this work? And then I saw the way they twisted his arm to get that information out of him. And you were so right. It wasn't in court. So, okay, now I see.
Well, it's a piece of evidence that you can only...
It was still weird, yeah.
Yeah, that type of evidence that acquired that way can only be used in a deposition to force a settlement.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And just that lawyer was not letting up.
Which, if the whistleblower had gotten it to them, like, under whistleblower protection...
Sure.
It would have been fair game for what they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But... Donna impersonating a federal agent.
Mm. Why didn't she know about the cameras?
I feel like that's something she
would have known.
I was reading on the internet a couple places where somebody was like, Donna, what's wrong? And then somebody else was just like, the curse of the redhead.
Oh,
well, no, but the curse.
What does that even mean?
No, sorry. The curse of the redhead, that if it's, who did you give these files to? It's like, the tall, beautiful redhead.
Which she is.
You're
right.
I'm sure the blonde. You could say the blonde, and they'd be like, "Well, it's going to take us a year."
Whereas if Evan went through, and let's say there wasn't a camera, Evan can do her own investigation and just ask that receptionist, "Who did you give those files to?" And she said, "This tall, fast talking pretty awesome redhead.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And
she still said that.
Evan would just be like, oh, Donna.
Right.
I'm a lawyer in New York. I know Donna.
Damn. Yeah. I thought it was so interesting the way they talked about, you know, okay, so Mike and Harvey are trying to get them to either own up for what they did versus pay up a lot of money. And I thought that was such an interesting point because, you know, when Harvey kept saying this isn't how this works, no one really admits what they do, I was like, I don't really like that. There's a couple things I don't really like about the law life that we live when we watch Suits for an hour every week.
I'm
sure it is.
It's a staunch reality to that. To law at that level is just because at that level, nobody's a person. It's all zeros and ones. And if I can pay this law firm X amount of dollars to get me to settle for this amount of money,
so crazy,
and then this isn't a problem anymore.
Which is so heartbreaking, because just like you said, people did die in this, and it was a bigger deal than some of the other cases they've dealt with. So I was like, I want the admitting too, but then when it all backfired, I was like, okay, what if we just back away?
I have a feeling it, because Harvey didn't know how the file got to him, so he's going to have a lot of problems with Mike now too. I feel like Harvey wouldn't have pressed as hard if he had known. Well,
I don't think he would have let it happen.
But I think Harvey's pressing.
He knew he got it in a way that wasn't kosher.
Because he said that. He didn't say
Donna specifically.
Yeah, he didn't say, like,
Harvey knew that it wasn't legal.
Dang it, man. Donna.
But, like, he pressed up really hard, and it was part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. True, but also when it all comes down to it and we see Harvey and Mike, I guess when they have to deal with the situation, I think it's going to come back more. It's going to trickle past Mike, and just, it's going to be all Donna. Like, it'll just be all her fault. And
that's another problem. Like, that's another bad thing about, like, corporate law, is that they will find the easiest, like, narrative. And the narrative here, in reality, I'm sure we're going to spend 2 weeks twisting it to save Donna, which I'm all for, exactly. By the way. Save Donna. Hashtag exactly. Save Donna.
Yes.
Steve, I didn't know you knew so much about corporate law.
It's so beautiful.
I watch a lot of shit. I know.
I'm like, I love it.
I actually know a lot about scripted TV corporate law.
It's like scripted TV.
Right. It's
I know
TV
so much.
That is so funny.
The United States.
I watch? But I feel like, anyway, that's a good start.
I think Donna would be a fall person.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it as soon as she grabbed the forms. It's terrible. It's bad.
Oh, Donna.
So let's jump to Lewis.
Lewis. So
he was really funny this episode. I had a really good time laughing and just seeing the pranks being pulled on him.
One
great Pierce Inspector. Hello, Pierce Inspector.
How can I help you?
One gripe I do have is that he never tries to talk to a supervisor.
Oh, sure. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
he's like, what's going on?
Yes. And he just immediately harasses the frontline person.
Yes. I'm
but
serious.
Maybe Lewis would do that.
When he went to Rachel's office and he was like, do you know her? Well, fire her on the way out. And then she talked about harassment. I was like,
but you know what I don't get is that Rachel, you know, she's feeling all sexy this morning because Lewis isn't mad at her anymore, which, whatever.
Right.
But Lewis is going off about, he's mad about the receptionist, and then she says, well, law firms shorten their names all the time. They do it at my dad's law firm. Why would you lie about that?
And I thought she
did not just learn how Lewis reacts in these situations. Do not lie, Rachel.
She has
don't
to know.
It.
She has to have been in on it with Jeff or knew.
No. I think she didn't. She was just trying to cover some butt. She was like, look,
she would
calm
have
down.
Helped Lewis out on that one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think she was just like, okay, let's just calm him down. And I'm like, okay. And I love when he went back to her office and was like, don't even talk to me, liar. And I thought he was just overreacting.
Yeah.
And she was like, sorry about that. I was like, wait, you actually lied?
I know.
I had a lot of these moments. I'm like, wait, that's actually what that meant?
Wait, you actually know how they answer the phone?
That's
your
the
dad's
thing.
Law firm?
I'm like, why? Well, she probably, you know, she's daddy's girl. But I was like, why would she? She should have just said, let's figure this out or something else. But when she did that, I'm like, I mean, it was funny. It all turned out to be hilarious, but I just died when he called her dad.
Well, he's like a name partner too. He could just say, excuse me, it's Pierce Inspector Lit. And that's what you're supposed to say.
But Lewis could never go up to someone normally calm and be like, you can't go up to her.
And that was why Jeff Malone played a really good prank.
It was awesome.
Cause if it were Harvey would like sweet talk that that receptionist.
And the money would fall right out of their pockets. Yeah. Like, just cuz.
Yeah. She would say, thank you for calling Specter.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling Specter. How many?
Jessica who?
Did she work here? Oh my God. That's terrible. I just love when Rachel said that she thought, the receptionist thought Lewis was harassing her. And he said, it's not harassment because it's not sexual. I was like, that's a quote for the book. That's hilarious. And just such a Lewis comment.
Definitely a Lewis comment.
So funny. I was like, I don't think that's true, Lewis.
Definitely a lawyer who deals mainly in numbers.
Exactly. Who's not even listening. I'm like, you're not paying attention. But so what did you think about overall Jeff's way of protecting Jessica throughout this episode? Besides the party blew up, so we'll talk about that later.
Paris.
He wants to go to Paris, and he wants to be her man.
But we got Norma.
She calls me the Black Stallion. I'm like, Norma is back.
I want to see Jeff go to Paris with Norma. That Jessica is clearly not going.
Clearly going to happen. Mm-hmm.
I love you. That was a big one.
Oh. I wrote down too aggressive.
Yeah, I was like, really? That's what you want
to
say?
Jeff is so. I always thought Black Stallion. I'm about it. I love it. I think he's sexy and he's amazing for the role. But he's never separated work and home, and it bothers me so much every episode. Like, I always thought it was something that was like, I'll get over it because I'll grow into it. It'll be sexy. No, it's still annoying. Yeah. She's definitely in her books. I always do it for the woman I love. It's like.
And like, he's very manipulative with it. And she, even in the beginning, was trying to choose between being in a relationship with him and hiring him, and chose to do them both. Yeah. And he has blatantly disrespected that every single episode.
Because it can't work the way she works 80 to 100 hour weeks. Mm-hmm. He probably works a similar amount. If they're together all the time.
But they're at work.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure Jeff Malone doesn't work. I'm pretty sure he sits in his office.
I assume every time we don't see him, he's working.
Sure. No, he's with Norma.
Oh, my God.
Or he's with Norma in the break room.
At the water cooler. Oh, my God. With that point, sure, they don't see each other often outside of work. But... It goes past that. It goes to Jeff. He just interrupts everything that has to, you know what I mean? Like, just even the way he said, I love you, the way he said it was very, I don't want to say, I love the way he said manipulative, but I don't want to go that far. I want to say, like, just very, he just kind of dropped it so perfectly. Like, I just asked you about Paris. You finally said yes. Mm-hmm. Now I can tell you about this other thing. It's, I don't like it. I don't know.
I've never liked him. Working there.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I love them. When they were in the house, oh my gosh, and they had this sexy scene. I was like, finally, she looks so happy. I love that scene. But then they get back in the office and they have the suits on and I can't handle it. So I think it's just place for them. I don't know. What do you guys think overall?
I wonder if we're just going to see the end of Jeff Malone altogether.
I thought about you saying that because you said that a couple weeks
ago.
And
that's the other problem. Yeah. That's the other problem with pooping where you eat, if you will.
Like, what's happening?
That's
the saying. That's the saying. I didn't want to use the S word.
I never want to say that again. No, I'm kidding.
But that's the saying where if you're going to be in a relationship with someone you also work with,
right?
If that relationship ends, that makes work really difficult. And Jessica's life is her work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to make, like, that's going to make an incredibly difficult workplace that, like, Jessica's clearly not going to leave.
Right. Yeah. So you have all that, and then you have Jeff, you know, he says he loves her. He told her why he did what he did. He goes to apologize to Lewis, and Lewis wants to put him in a headlock. Reference to Mike. Yep. And I died, because, like, Lewis just cannot. He just will not. He doesn't hear you before. Like, he has to speak before he's even listening. Yeah. Literally, the guy could walk in and be like, I think you're a great guy and I think you're doing good. I could bust your ass right now. It's like, what? Like, that's what I heard. And just the relationship between them was so funny. That scene was so good. Mm-hmm. When he came and he was close to him, just trying to pick up the phone and teach him.
For the record, who do we think we went on a fight? Jeff Malone or Lewis?
I don't know. We saw some crazy moves from Lewis last week.
We did, but now we're talking about Jeff Malone. I feel like he's so stoic. He's so stoic. Like, nothing bothers him. So,
I assume every time he's off screen, he's either working
or
working out. Like, so I would have to go with Jeff Malone. But once again, I think Lewis will shock you.
I love it. And That death scene was so funny. So we finally hear it's Pearson Spector lit, which is hilarious and yay for him. And then I kind of want to dabble back into Harvey and Mike. And when Mike came to his apartment and said, okay, so we kind of have a problem. Crap. Which I was very proud of because I thought he wasn't going to tell Harvey. And I was like, this is going to be bad. So what did y'all think about that scene overall? And
Actually, the scene right before it where they were both getting into the car. And then Harvey told Mike, good job. I just feel like nothing good ever comes after a good job in this show.
Anytime
Harvey tells Mike, good job, the whole sky's about to fall.
That is probably very true. That was actually after, because this was the problem. Yeah,
oh, problem. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
I just wrote down that Mike just looked like he was going to cry, and it was excellent acting. I was like, yes. He looked really intense in that scene.
This the episode? Yeah, Patrick J. Adams, the guy who plays Mike Ross, directed this episode.
This is an awesome episode. Yeah. He did so good. It was so him. You know, everything about it was so intense. Yeah. Thank you so much, crowd. You look good. They were just so intense. Every single scene was so intense, from Jessica showing a little bit more of her heart this episode and talking to Harvey about, hey, when did you tell about Mike's secret? Which I was like,
no, but I loved her play on that too, because he comes in and she's, you know, cool as a cat.
Yes.
And she's like, when did you tell Scott? I know you told Scotty about Mike's secret. And he's like,
Damn,
how'd you find out? She's like, well, I didn't, but now I know. And now I figured it out.
I love it.
And, you know, she's not mad. She just wants to tell Jeff. And I got really nervous about her telling Jeff, because I think we've talked about this before, where their relationship is still fairly new.
Sure.
I get it. You're in love with each other. There's the whole thing. But that is a big professional secret.
It is, but I thought it was time. I thought I was ready, because
I thought the beginning of this half of the season was time. Like she told him the lie.
The lie. That could have been time.
That was time. That
but
was
then
my
we would
whole
have
issue.
This episode. This episode was fun. But you're right, because when Jeff and Lewis went out for drinks, I was like, it's over. Lewis is going to tell you. I thought the end was going to be much worse. I thought Lewis was going to blab. We were going to see the scene of blabbing. I would have died.
Lewis was just going to assume that Jeff knew about Mike Ross
exactly.
as well.
Oh,
all that
gosh.
Being said, I feel like it would be really fun to go out to drinks with Lewis Litt.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I think so, too.
I feel like it would be a blast.
They looked like they had a good time. I would be a little like...
They were bonding.
Yeah.
Although, am I the only one who was picturing, like, in the scene with Jeff Malone at the doorstep where Jessica was about to tell him everything about Mike Ross, and he was like, yeah, Lewis can't hold his liquor. I just assumed Lewis was back there puking, and then Jeff Malone was taking care of him. I'm not discounting this scene. I love the scene and the drama to the scene.
Oh my God.
They're having a sleepover.
And maybe
that
like maybe it's an emotional self defense thing I do whenever I feel uncomfortable. I look for the joke, but that there's clearly a joke right there.
Yeah,
like, he can't hold his liquor. He's in the back. That would have been actually.
We're watching 21 Jump Street and eating popcorn. Like, come
no,
back
I'm,
later.
I'm saying I'm saying Lewis do. Just tried to keep up with drinking with Jeff Malone, and he's just like passed out on the couch in the living room.
Though I love the tears you could see. In his eyes
both
when
of
she
them
was at the
so
door.
Well, I lied. Jessica actually looked barely touched.
Yeah.
Like, she always looks
There's a certain stern face to her.
Mm-hmm.
Especially...
That I really didn't want to see right now, though. At that scene, I really wanted her to stop the door, or yell, or scream, or say, I was just about to tell you, or blurt
it
out.
Well, she did.
She
said,
tried.
Okay, that was a no.
Let
blurt
me tell
it
you
out.
Now.
Blurt it out. Mike Ross isn't a lawyer. Just blurt... I don't know. Something to save that moment, because I honestly was heartbroken.
Yeah.
And the thing is, shout out to my friend Zahn, who is just such a funny texter. She'll be like, well, how many minutes are you into it yet? Are you freaking out yet? I'm like, I'm not where you are. I'm putting my phone down because I feel like you're going to spoil something. So she said, last 5 minutes, freak out. I read your tweet. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need food. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm not eating at that time. So I see it. And just the whole ending when, you know, Harvey went to dinner with this Evan lady, and she just completely embarrassed him to the Jeff and Jessica. Even though I said I didn't necessarily want them to be together, I just meant in the workplace. I don't want them to be over. Because I don't know when we're going to see Jessica this happy or, you know, together maybe. I don't know.
I know. I want her to get to go to Paris.
Yes, exactly.
And drink wine along the Seine.
And eat food I can't pronounce.
I think next week, Jeff and Norma are going to go to
Paris. Oh my gosh, I'm over that. I'm over your Jeff and Norma thing.
No, that's it. They're going to be the new It couple. They're going to be parading around the office, except Norma is going to be conveniently blocked by Jeff every time. Exactly. So we won't see what she looks like.
Jorma?
Yes.
Jorma.
No. We get both things we want. We get Jeff and Norma, and we still don't get to see Norma.
I think Norma jokes are always amazing, but I want Jessica and Jeff to end together. So
Shorten that, because it's either Jeff or Jess.
So we could just say Yeah, you're right.
That's Jessery?
Jessery.
We're getting too hung up.
I'm really good at this, guys.
Yes. Do you guys have any other favorite scenes? If not, we can jump into predictions.
Let's jump into predictions.
Yeah.
And now, so I didn't write any.
I just wrote down I wrote down the part when he says she's being charged for intent to commit fraud and I might actually go to prison from Donna. And I thought, paper's done. Fold a folder. I don't know how to handle this right now.
Mine is like pretty much in caps. It's in bigger printing than the rest. It goes, is Donna going to jail? Will Lewis help her? Like, that's like when my brain was like, oh my God.
Who's going to be for? I know.
I think Lewis is going to step up his game next week and really help Donna out.
Okay.
I think he might be the key to her getting off
the
hook.
I think it's going to be two episodes. Donna will wind up in jail, and she'll wind up in the same jail with Piper Chapman.
And
it'll be a crossover. I'm kidding. I would love to see.
She'd look good in a jumpsuit.
She'd nail it.
Well, with the red on red. Okay, anyway.
She'd pull it off.
The orange.
You're right. Yeah.
I think Jeff Malone has to leave the law firm, right? He doesn't have to leave.
But there's no way
Jessica will, and there's no way he can stay.
Why?
Because that's way too awkward.
You had made a point about this, I believe it was you, where you said you think there's going to be Jeff turning on Jessica.
There's
eventually.
That too. Shit. That he'll go back to the SEC. But he doesn't know about Mike.
He doesn't know the secret yet, so.
I don't think he can be trusted with the secret.
I don't either.
Not with his emotional. His heart is literally on his sleeve.
Even if Lewis had said nothing, and then Jessica told him right there, I don't think he could have been trusted with that secret.
I completely agree.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I'm so excited for the next two episodes, you guys. We're already on episode 14. What an amazing back to the season it's been. Up, down, turnaround. So we're heading to episode 15 and 16. Make sure you're here with us next week. Where can everyone catch you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter at TheFancyHippie or on TheFancyHippie.com.
Love it.
You guys can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. And I do a bunch of shows here that you'll know about if you follow me.
I love it. And you guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays. So make sure you stay tuned with us next week because we'll be back for episode 15 and it'll be crazy.
Save Donna.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.